Okay, I'm here with Cullum and James from ID Pal. They presented earlier on today during the Innovation Jam, and it was a very good pitch. The judges liked it. Unfortunately, it wasn't one of the two winners, but you know, not everybody can win. But anyway, guys, tell our podcast listeners a bit more about ID Pal and how it started. And...
Well, do you want to start off with how we started, and then talk a little bit about the solution?
Yeah. So where's
that, just for the benefit of the listeners, that's the buzzer we were using when people ran over time, when their 7 minutes were up earlier.
No worries.
Now we're in the after party. I just threw in a bit of a joke.
I'll try and keep this tight. Yep. So basically
I'll put it down. Look, I'm not going to use it.
How it started was from just personal experience. My previous job was as a stockbroker. So it came about from myself and Paddy McClafferty, you know, the co-founder, who came in to try and open up a stockbroking account myself. He had a lot of issues with onboarding himself, so I saw the beauty of the issue in both his side and within the back office. So we spent a few months going around the market trying to see, you know, was that a problem across the board? We agreed that it was. We then brought James on board, James came in as CEO, and the three of us not.
How did you find James? Did you already know?
I didn't, and I never knew Paddy either. There's a lot of wedding story histories, and given we're an Irish startup, drinking story histories. Yeah. Myself and James were groomsmen at a wedding.
Okay.
We were groomsmen for the same guy. Obviously, we'd never met each other before. The wedding was so exciting. We started talking about anti-money laundering.
That's what it does.
Yeah. The quality of the crack in the wedding.
Just in case Ronan hears this, it was actually a good wedding. It just happened that I was on the lookout for a third member of the team.
I don't think he's one of our 160 listeners. You think you're okay?
No, maybe not. You never know, though.
Good. And so James, you did the pitch, and so you had 7 minutes to really sell the solution. So you've got 30 seconds now.
In trepidation of that boa horror that you're holding in your hand.
So sell it to us in 30 seconds.
So IDPal helps businesses to verify the identities of their customers. So in practice, that's a mobile app so that customers can capture their proof of identity and address remotely. So they can do it anytime, anywhere at their own convenience. And then there's a web portal so that the business at the back end can verify that customer is who they say they are. And then we generate a client due diligence report for auditing purposes thereafter. I suppose some of the things, because it's a busy space, identity verification, just for the listeners to, I suppose, differentiate.
Thank you. So I saw your pitch.
Oh, this will be good.
Okay, so this is this interruption is coming from Desmond.
Oh,
he's our regional director.
No,
but
this is
our podcast. It's okay. We value your contribution to the podcast.
Okay, well, I didn't know I was going to do that. What I saw, my reaction to it was, that looks very standalone, and client onboarding and ID verification is not a standalone process. And you never touched on, how does that embed into the end-to-end process of me signing up for an account in a bank? You in your pitch, it was standalone.
Well, that's a lovely tee-up. So
I'm glad to help.
Thank you, Des. We'll add your Twitter handle when we push this out.
Okay, I gotta go.
See, Des.
Thanks.
So to that point, IDPal is SaaS by design and intent, and so our full end to end experience can be configured, rebranded, and integrated in with any system without the need for any web development. One of our goals is to aggregate the base of the regulated market. So for all the SMEs and mid-tier firms that simply wouldn't have access to the internal resourcing or capability or budget to build their own bespoke solution, we provide that off-the-shelf standalone offering for them. But for the, we've been increasingly over the past 12 months being larger corporates, mid-tier and large, top-tier corporates have come to us looking and say, look, we really like what you do. How can your solution fit into our own ecosystem? So to support those kind of integrations, we do have an endpoint API, an SDK. So with minimal development and project risk associated with those integrations, we can very easily integrate into larger ecosystems for the larger corporates. But I didn't get a chance to get to that within my 7 minute remit during the pitch.
And last question, what else would you have put into the pitch that you couldn't because you didn't have time? And because we made you demo it, which always takes time.
What else? I think we'd like just to explore the use cases where this is applicable to. So it's not when the easiest use case is to talk about end, you know, retail customers being able to be onboarded remotely. But due to the flexibility of our technical architecture, there's many more opportunities, whether it's either for in-branch onboarding, but just to make that process more seamless, or indeed we're working with a lot of our large corporates to support their broker network across a much wider intermediary, whether it's auto finance or mortgage brokers. How can we help their wider network have a much more rigorous and consistent and seamless onboarding experience? And actually with another more...
That is very cool, because we was, you know, what I think one of the things people miss about banking versus other industries is a lot of network effects will come at the regulatory kind of compliance level. You know, if I can add value by authenticating or verifying consumers and doing it across partners as well, I mean, that's a pretty cool application. Right? It's pretty cool.
It's kind of like our own open banking, yeah, essentially.
And that's those different applications and use cases are with our existing core offering. And just a little kind of cue to what's coming a little bit further down the line. We're working with some corporate strategic partners to go live with a reusable identity profile. And without going into too much of the detail around that, in essence, once a user verifies their identity with us, they'll be able to reuse
we're
that.
Coming up to the 7 minutes. doesn't matter that Des walked in. That doesn't, you know, we don't make any allowances.
In essence, that will open up other use cases such as enhanced multi-factor authentication and other use cases like that, which we're quite excited
about. You can essentially reuse your profile just by blinking into a camera.
Colm, last question is for you, which is pretty soon we'll put you on the marketplace. You're already working with CallSign, which is really cool.
Yeah.
But until that time, where do our listeners find out more about you guys?
Go to our website, www.id-pal.com. You'll have all our information from there, and you can go apply for a free live demo on the website. That'll come direct into our sales team, and we can provide that for you, no problems.
Fantastic. Gentlemen, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.